Well, welcome back to Jazzed. This is a different kind of episode, naturally. The world of sports and the world is, you know, going through something right now. And weirdly enough, our Utah Jazz are kind of right in the dead center of it, at least the sporting world. So I thought it would be, you know, a good idea, maybe just for myself, but just kind of good to just like chat and just kind of recap and see, you know, how this is affecting the Jazz and kind of just how things are affecting everyone. But our guest, we've had her on before. Tiffany Gurney is with me. Tiffany is, I just told her, I wanted to have somebody on here with me, and Tiffany has got the most stable, just mind, voice, and I thought she would be a good one to just chat about the Jazz, and she's in touch with the fan base. I think that's a good way to say it. So, Tiffany, you staying healthy?
I am staying as healthy as I can be, yes.
Well, that's a good thing. It's kind of a weird thing, like our daily lives right now, where, you know, should I go out? Should I stay at home? Should I like touch anything? Should I be wearing gloves? It's kind of a weird, it's not like a panic or anything, but it's kind of just a weird, unprecedented thing that none of us have ever gone through.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of precautions that are being put in place, which I think is smart to do. It is kind of weird. I'm now, you know, working from home, which I think a lot of other people are doing as well. So I know we were chatting before you started recording about how, it's different working from home, especially if you are somebody who is single, who doesn't have any kids. It's pretty quiet. You don't have the interactions with your coworkers. You don't have the friendly banter back and forth. So it's a whole different situation and vibe. It's really, really interesting. I'm not quite sure if I like it so far. I mean, I have worked from home in the past, but I've been told to work from home for the next 2 weeks. Okay. So it'll be really interesting to see how I like it after the first few days.
Yeah. It's funny. I think you know this, but like I work from home, you know, my job is with a YouTube channel, and I work from home already. And I always kind of joke with everyone that I work from the library, cause I do have kids and I need a quiet place to go to. And I'm not going to the library right now, and it's kind of weird. And you're right about, it was a big adjustment for me to not have anyone around. And obviously mine is like a long-term thing. Like you're going to be going back, but it is weird. It's really weird just to kind of be sitting there by yourself and not interacting with people and getting those like creative vibes off others.
Yeah. Collaboration is a little different when everybody's working from home. Slack and things like that are great, but it's definitely not the same, yeah. As far as face-to-face interaction is concerned.
Yeah. Okay. So first off, I think it's important to say, you know, I'm not a doctor. Tiffany's not a doctor. At least I don't think you've had any medical training. Have you?
No, none.
Okay. So, you know, everything that we talk about is, at least with like the coronavirus or medical things, like, you know, we're just average humans, and it's either things we've heard or speculation. And so no one out there, not like anyone would, but no one out there really take what we have to say for, you know, as like gospel, you know, as far as like health goes. So I think all I've heard, you know, be smart, wash your hands, social distance, try to, you know, stay clean, you know, if you can, as far as, you know, like you go to the, if you even go to the store, you know, you're not going to find Clorox wipes or anything, but.
Or toilet paper, or, you know, any of that stuff.
Have you been to like a store? Have you tried to like stock up on stuff?
You know, I have stocked up on a little bit, but I don't feel like I've taken it to, a level that other people have. I did stop at a Target last night after work. I wasn't there to buy food or anything like that. I was actually there to buy like makeup and things like that. And I thought, hey, I'm gonna walk over by the food area just to see what's going on. And of course there were more people in that area of the store than other areas, and walked down a few aisles. All the toilet paper was gone. Rice, I couldn't find any rice or pasta. All of those things were gone. So it was interesting to experience it. Although, you know, I don't know if I've had the same experience as other people where they're standing in crazy lines at Costco or
yeah.
You know, I've heard of some people getting into fights. But no, I have not experienced that. I feel like I have enough when it comes to supplies. But yeah. We'll see how it goes, right?
Right. It's funny because like right now, like yeah, most food, I guess like at least like fresh stuff. Like I've been to you know stores and. It seems like there's still, you know, there's still food. I think people have that like, oh, I have to buy everything that's going to last 10 years right now. And, you know, I'm not one to say like who's smart and who's not and what people should or shouldn't do. So if you want to buy all the, you know, flour in the world, then, you know, by all means, buy it all. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. Like, so I have two little kids and my wife and like we have a 9-month-old and he's drinking formula. And, you know, that's the kind of thing you buy at the store. And, like, there's tons of, I mean, at least what I've seen, like, there's been plenty. But I'm sitting there like, oh, is this what I should be buying? You know, like, there's these random things that you don't necessarily think about, like diapers and wipes. And because, like, you know, I think I can take care of myself. But then there's, like, these two little tiny people that, like, you kind of have to think ahead. So, like, I've stocked up on, like, the formula things and the random stuff. And I was lucky enough to get, like, some toilet paper. I was joking with some friends. I think, what was it, like last week when we first heard of like everyone buying everything at Costco? So then I didn't want to go to Costco. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go to Target because there's one right next to my house and there was tons of everything, right? So I'm like, okay, what should I buy? Like, do I need to buy this for like the rest of my life? So like, I like got like 4 big packs of like toilet paper. I think there's like 40 rolls in each one, and which is like so much. Like, we're never going to, I mean, eventually we'll use all that, but like I could have taken 20 big giant packs if I wanted. And at the time I was like, crap, I'm like hoarding right now. Like I shouldn't be buying 4 packs, but now I like think about it and I'm like, did I do the right thing? Should I have bought 20? Like it's kind of this weird thing, right? I don't know.
Well, yeah. And I think it's almost like a societal thing, right? Because I noticed that when I was at the store last night is as I'm walking down some aisles, you know, I'm noticing sections of these aisles where, you know, the product is very thin. And mm-hmm. I caught myself standing there thinking, oh, well, you know, there's not a lot of whatever this item is left. So do I need to be buying
yeah,
this?
I should
you know,
probably, like, I guess I should buy
if
this.
Other people are buying this and there's not a lot left, you know, you almost kind of feel like pressured into buying things because
yeah. No,
you
totally
see
that
there's
that.
Not a lot left. So you start to worry and yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah. Okay, so let's back up to, what was it, Wednesday? Basically Wednesday. I think because in the morning of Wednesday, you know, I got a Twitter alert that said the Warriors are going to be playing without fans. And we had already kind of heard that March Madness was going to be played without fans. And, you know, as a fan, it's like, oh, that's going to be really weird. But, okay, yeah, that makes total sense. And then, you know, Wednesday goes on and the NBA games start, all the early ones. And I don't know, were you about to watch the Jazz Thunder game?
You know, I was finishing up at work. When I heard the news about Rudy, not necessarily Rudy, but the news that, you know, the game hadn't necessarily started on time and something was going on and nobody really understood what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was finishing up at work and I thought, well, that's, you know, that's kind of interesting. And I figured, well, when I hop in my car and I leave work, I'll turn on the Jazz Thunder pregame show. And I'm sure they'll be talking about it there. So I got in my car and I'm driving home and sure enough, I've got the radio on and, you know, David Locke and Ron Boone are talking about how, you know, everybody was, you know, ready to go. All the players were on the court. And then, you know, the refs are huddling up. You know, Quinn Snyder and Billy Donovan are huddling up and chatting. And then, you know, they make all the players go back to locker rooms. And I'm driving home and I'm thinking, what in the world is happening? you know, because at that point, nobody, you know, there wasn't any information about Rudy necessarily mm-hmm. having coronavirus yet. So that was interesting. I can only imagine what, you know, what David Locke and Ron Boone and all the people who were actually there at the arena were thinking. Even, I mean, think about the fans too. You're all excited for the game to start.
Right.
You're ready to go. And then, you know, the players are going back to the locker rooms and you're thinking, when is this game going to start?
Yeah.
So, that was crazy.
Like, I heard they brought out like the halftime act and like, they were like pulling out all the stops in OKC to like entertain fans and like make him happy. But like, I mean, I can't blame them. It was weird. It was like, cause I wasn't watching. I happened to be like feeding my little, like I mentioned, my little baby, you know, I was feeding him a bottle, but I kind of had my Twitter feed open on my phone and I was just like watching or just following. And, yeah, the games, cause I saw earlier in the day that Rudy was questionable and then I guess out because of illness.
Due to illness.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I didn't really think anything of it. And I think I saw like random jokes on Twitter of like, oh, he's got the coronavirus. And it was just like, oh, that's so stupid. People are dumb. And then, and then it didn't start. And then I was like, there's no way. Because then I heard there was like police involved. And I'm like, is there some kind of threat in the building? And then you're checking like all the beat writers' accounts. And you're like, it can't be, you know, because like Rudy's not even there. Like, it can't be because of that. It can't be. And then they like postponed the game. And then what? It was, I feel like it was like, I don't even know, a half hour later.
Yeah, it was pretty shortly thereafter.
Yeah, and then there's the news that Rudy has tested positive for it, and that is like, oh, what? Like, oh, that's, you know, like, I was shocked. I'm sure everyone was shocked. Not even Jazz fans. It was just kind of like, oh, you know, like, I didn't even know. There's only two cases in Utah or whatever at the time, three cases, and now one of them's Rudy. And it was just kind of like this, you know, I don't know. How did you feel when you heard that Rudy had it?
I didn't really believe it at the start. You know, I thought, wait, Rudy? Like, Rudy Gobert on the Jazz has coronavirus? Like, you know, how could that happen? But then I thought, okay, well, you know, they were on a recent road trip. I mean, anything can happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we still don't know as of now how he got it.
Right.
You know, did he get it somewhere in Boston? Did he get it? You know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the scary thing, right? Is you don't know. And I think that's why the NBA has taken the steps that they have, is because there's, you know, right now they're having a hard time figuring out, well, how did Rudy get it?
Yeah.
How did Donovan get it?
Yeah.
You know, did they both get it from the same person? Did one of them pass it on to the other? You know, who knows at this
right.
point?
And then, yeah, I mean, continuing the timeline, like, I think it was like 2 minutes or 4 minutes or something later, because we're all still scrolling our Twitter feed about Rudy, and then all of a sudden you see the NBA season has been suspended.
Yeah.
And there's the initial shock, and then you're like, you know, of course, that makes sense. Like, if one player has it, I'm sure others have it. And then that was all Wednesday night. And then, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was just like kind of glued to Twitter. Like, it's probably the most I've been on Twitter consecutively, like for a long time. And I was watching, you know, SportsCenter and wherever I could get news. And it was really surreal that it was happening, but it was really surreal because it was the Jazz. You know, like,
yes. let's
say it was, you know, and I'm not that these players have anything, but let's just say randomly, oh, the Nuggets have it and it was Will Barton or whatever. It would be like, oh, that's crazy, you know, but like the fact that it is the Jazz and the fact that it is Rudy. And at the time on Wednesday night, we didn't know about Donovan, right?
Yep,
and it was just really weird. Like, I put out just kind of like a snarky, not even snarky, just kind of like a funny ingest tweet about like, this is the most the Jazz have ever been on ESPN. And like, but it's kind of true.
Which might be true.
Yeah. So like, there's this, the Jazz are in the center of the sporting world. And I think it was, at the time I was just like, you know, in shock, but then I was just kind of upset about how people were blaming or like mad at Rudy. And we should back up a little bit, because earlier in the week, I think it was Monday, how he touched all the microphones, right? This is the video. And I remember seeing that, you know, when it happened or whenever it first was posted somewhere. And honestly, the way that I took it was that Rudy was touching all the microphones because he was almost like a show of respect, or a show of, I trust all these beat writers or whoever's microphones these are. Because the reason they moved him back onto a table and in the interview room is because they didn't want him near or so close to the media.
Right.
So I think that's where it kind of is getting twisted nationally, is that people are saying, oh, he had the coronavirus and look at him touch all this stuff. Look how careless this guy is. And it's like, it's crazy how quickly things can get twisted. And then that's the new narrative, is that he is the most careless guy ever. But like, listen, this was just a show of like, I support all of the media and I don't, you know, and I guess it was dumb to do, you know, in hindsight, but like, the dude didn't know he had it. And like that exactly. Video and like that narrative has really bugged me and probably a lot of jazz fans.
It definitely bothered me. I mean, I'm a big fan of Rudy, and I will defend him, you know, whenever I get the chance, because I think even though he's a 2-time defensive player of the year and, you know, he goes to the All-Star game this season, I still think that he doesn't get the credit he's due. That might be weird to say, but I do feel that way, and I think a lot of jazz fans feel that way too. And so yeah, when he was getting just dragged on social media, I thought, this is ridiculous. This poor guy. I mean, he, you know, like you were saying, he didn't know that he had it. And now for people to kind of crucify him and say, you know, how dare you, and all those things, I didn't think that was very very fair to him. And I felt bad for him. I mean, I feel like most jazz fans, you know, we understand how Rudy is and his personality, and you know, I don't think that he would do anything with ill intent or anything. You know, he's a great guy, and I just felt really bad for him. So I feel like I've been sticking up for him on Twitter, and you know, Twitter. I mean, Twitter's great. We all love Twitter, but sometimes that's where it can get the worst, right?
Totally.
I felt like there was so much negative talk on Twitter about Rudy Gobert and the Jazz and the organization, and oh, they did a horrible job of whatever, you know, and I don't think any of that was fair.
Yeah. So then the next morning, you know, you wake up, and I can't remember what time that news broke, but I feel like it was pretty early in the morning on Thursday morning. And you hear that Donovan's positive, and it's like, geez, like crap, you know, like our whole team must have it, right? And
exactly, yeah.
And that's what I thought. And then, you know, a short time later, I can't remember exactly the timeline. It was, you know, news came out that they tested 58 people, and you know, there's a lot of coaches and trainers and staff and PR people and security people and
reporters
and everyone who's kind of like with the Jazz, and the only person who tested positive was Donovan in that group. And at first you're just kind of like, okay, good, like, you know, Bowler and whoever, like everyone is safe. And but then it's like it's kind of weird. At least it doesn't necessarily like jive in my mind that it's just a coincidence. And again, I'm only speculating. I have no idea how anyone got it and who gave it to whom and any of that. But I don't know. Is it just a coincidence that the two players and the two people that we know of, you know, I don't really know how this virus works as far as delayed, you know, reactions and showing positive tests or anything. But as of right now, the only two people are our two All-Star players. And it's kind of crazy that that's the case.
Yeah, I totally agree. The fact that it's, you know, the two All-Stars that we had this year, you know, I would say the two players whose names are, you know, well known, who are on the Jazz amongst the league and amongst NBA fans. It's crazy. Once I found out that Donovan had it too, I thought, what, this is insane, you know? And I had the same thought as you. I thought, okay, so if Rudy and Donovan have it, then, you know, who else has it? Does the coaching staff have it? Do other players have it? You know, everybody who's involved, like you're saying, Bowler Jack and reporters and things like that, do they have it? And is this going to just like completely, you know, have have some sort of effect with the team and organization? They're just going to have to, you know, shut down in a sense.
Right. Yeah. We're going to continue the NBA season, but the Jazz are, we're just going to eliminate them out because the entire organization.
Yeah. And what do you do? I mean, you can't just say, okay, well, we're going to play the rest of the season and not have the Jazz play any games.
Yeah.
that wouldn't make any sense.
And yeah, so my mind starts working and it's like, at first I was like, oh, well, they got it at the All-Star game. Like our two All-Stars, that's where they got it. And, you know, I have no idea. Like, it does make sense that it wasn't that, because it seems like that was like too long ago for, you know, like, I guess if they would have got it then, is that too long ago for them to like not be sick? I don't know. I think probably, you know, and again, speculation, right? I have no idea. But then it's like, okay, well, like you said, they were in Boston, they were in New York, they were in Cleveland, they were in Detroit. But why just these two guys? Mm-hmm. And then I've seen some speculation, again, speculation, I don't know if I can say that enough, like I know nothing, that, you know, Donovan's from New York, and perhaps they were hanging out with Donovan's family, and I saw some little mini thing, or there was like maybe a mini quarantine in some part of Westchester County, which is like suburbs of like people in New York City, and is that where Donovan's family live? Was Rudy with Donovan? Is that how they got it? Like, maybe? Like, I don't know. Again, like, I don't even know. I don't know if it necessarily matters at this point, but it's just kind of like, that's just how my mind works. Maybe I've watched too many episodes of CSI or whatever. Like, I just like to know where things, the origin of it. And, you know, maybe we'll find out, but maybe we won't. But yeah, it's a weird coincidence. It's kind of boggling my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if it's as important to find out, you know, where they got it from as it is to just make sure that they recover and that they're okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the most important thing right now, is just, hey, let's get them healthy. You know, if anyone has come in contact with them, let's make sure that they're all healthy. And like you said, we may never know how they got it or who gave it to them or anything like that. But, if I don't find out where they got it from, you know, I'm not gonna think, oh no, I have to know that,
totally,
you know?
Totally. One thing that's interesting and kind of annoying to me as a Jazz fan is how the media has kind of like just put their claws into this, in this story. And I get it. You know, people will say, oh, they have 24 hours of sports coverage to fill, and talking of ESPN, right? And how they're just talking about Rudy and Donovan. And I feel like other players and other teams have had to have been tested at this point. And like, is no one positive? I feel like it's weird that there isn't other information on other teams or other players. Cause if they can find out about Donovan this quickly, well, what about the Celtics? What about the Raptors? What about the Pistons? Like, haven't they been tested? It seems like there should be some kind of tweet from Shams or whoever saying the entire Detroit Pistons team tested negative. Like, why isn't there any more, you know, names out there? Are these the only two guys in the entire NBA like that have it? And it doesn't seem likely, but it's bugging me that they're just like continually, like when I turn on ESPN, it seems like it can't go 2 minutes without seeing Rudy or Donovan on there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Jazz are getting a lot of publicity right now, whether I feel like majority negative, unfortunately. There have been some articles that have come out, you know, recently that are actually a little more positive, you know, about this whole situation, and saying like, well, you know, in a way, you know, it's sort of a good thing that Rudy tested positive, because now, you know, so many things, so many dominoes are falling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other leagues have decided to suspend their seasons and things like that. So, but again, I feel like, yeah, a lot of the negativity is kind of unfair. But I do think that the Jazz organization themselves have done a really good job of coming out and talking about things. I know that, you know, both Rudy and Donovan have made statements, and, you know, I felt like Rudy's was very sincere. You know, he apologized. He said he felt embarrassed. You know, he wants to work to, you know, help other people understand how this is, you know, a serious thing.
Yeah.
So I just feel bad for Rudy. I really do.
Yeah.
poor guy, and now he's sick, so.
I know, and that's the other thing is, like the emotions they must be going through, too, you know, and I don't know, like, I think that they're ill, but, like, I don't know if they're, like, I mean, I don't know, right? Like, they might just be going more through, like, more mental anguish than, like, physical anguish at this point, which I would kind of assume. But, like, it's got to be a really weird thing to have your name, especially for Rudy, because it seems like a lot of people are blaming him. Yeah, because I kind of wish that, like, things would simmer down, at least emotionally, before, like, you know, names are thrown out there and reporters are reporting on how players feel and stuff, because it's like, come on, like, it's kind of like a trauma in a way, you know, like nobody's ever been through anything like this. Like, give them a minute to, like, let their emotions settle before you start saying, you know, that one player might not be happy with the other or whatever, you know, reporters have been saying.
Sure. And I think that, you know, as we've been kind of speculating here on this podcast, that there is a lot of speculation out there. And until, you know, until I hear something that, I mean, here's my thing. Like, I'm a huge fan of Woj. I am. I mean, I've got my, you know, I've got my notifications turned on during free agency, and anytime he tweets, you know, I get the alert, and I think he does a great job at you know, everything that he does. But I don't know. I've felt a little disappointed in you know, the reporting that's been going on, and kind of like pitting players against other players and things like that. And I mean, again, all speculation. I mean, there could be a riff in the locker room. I mean, we don't know that. But I just, without any context to really go off of, I have, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's weird just to think about. In a way, it reminds me of the lockout from, was it 2011 or 2012? You know, how it's totally different because that season hadn't started and whatnot, but it feels similar because, like, it's like, well, when is basketball? Like, there was no date that you knew it was going to come back. And, you know, it was a weird time. Like, I actually worked for the Jazz at that time, not doing what I did in the marketing digital department, but I worked in what's called fan relations. And that entire department is like, if you buy season tickets, then you're kind of turned over. It's like a customer service person. So, like, my whole job was to make season ticket holders happy. And it was really hard because there's no games. You're asking people to, like, pay money for, oh, yeah, keep your money here. Oh, yeah, that we've missed 20 games. We'll roll that over to next season. And it's like, then they're, you know, the fans are like, well, how about you just give me a refund? And it was my entire job to just, like, not let them get a refund. And I have no idea what's going on right now, you know, with any of that. But it kind of, like, throws the tickets and fans and season ticket holders, like, really through a weird thing. Like, the unknown is crazy as far as all that goes. Because, like, right now, if I were a season ticket holder, I'd be like, how about you just refund me my last 20 games, and then we'll see, you know? I don't know. What's it going to be like for you to, like, not have games? I don't think you're a season ticket holder, but, like, not have games in the short term.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. I mean, I try to go to as many as I can. I'm not a current season ticket holder, you know, one day, crossing my fingers, but, you know, if I'm not at a game, you know, I'm watching on television and, or listening on the radio, or, you know, I'm consuming the game in some sort of way. So the fact that the season is suspended, I'm like, oh my gosh, no basketball. Like, what am I going to do? I guess I'll binge watch another show on Netflix. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I got to find something to fill that void of no basketball. And that's the thing. It's not even just NBA basketball anymore. There's,
I know,
you know, no March Madness, no soccer, no NHL. I mean,
baseball is
put off. Yeah. And so it's like,
the Masters just got postponed.
What is world without sports, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Time to find another hobby. I'm not sure.
I know, and it's a weird time because, like, you're seeing, like, movies, like, big movies being postponed coming out because, you know, I'm sure they don't want their box office numbers to take a hit because people are scared to go to the movies. And it's like, you're right about Netflix because it seems like, well, whether you have to be in your house or you are choosing to be in your house, it's like, well, we don't really have sports. Can't, you know, I guess I'm watching Netflix. So I guess I'm binge watching something. So yeah, like I'm trying to figure out what's on my list, you know, what's on your list.
I think Netflix for sure. Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and all of, you know, all of the streaming services. Going to the movies, that's gonna be an interesting one for me too. I usually go every Tuesday for, you know, $5 Tuesday. And
I think you still can. Yeah. I think you still can unless they close the theaters.
I just me personally, I'm starting to think, like, do I want to go to the theaters?
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, I back to your point of some of these movies postponing their release dates, I think that's a big key, because they know that people might be, you know, having second thoughts right now about going to the movies. And so they're pushing these just so, you know, they can actually make a profit at some point later on in the year versus, you know, releasing it now. Yeah. And so me personally, I'm thinking, okay, do I want to go to the movies? Do I not want to go to the movies? I don't know. And that's hard for me, because I'm a big movie buff and I go every Tuesday. So I'm like, man, I gotta figure out something else, which again goes back to the whole streaming services thing.
Yeah. It's funny, because like my other little guy is about to turn 4 next week. And, you know, we had a birthday party scheduled. We're going to go to trampoline park and then, you know, have kids, and then the kids come to our house and do all that stuff. And it's like, well, one, we can't do that now. And then my wife and I are trying to decide, well, do we just have kids come to our house and have a party there? Or do we want to like bring, you know, people into our house? And then it's like, do other parents want that? And it seems like not. Like, so then it's like, dang, my 4-year-old's not going to understand why he's not going to the trampoline park. And it's like, it's kind of crappy. Like it's like the right thing to do to not do it, I think. I don't know. I mean, it's one of these, I think there's probably people who are just like, Sanchez, what is wrong with you? Go to the trampoline park, you know, like, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. And I think there's a lot of people that are probably thinking that same thing. Like, should I go to the gym? Should I go to the store? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's some debate, right? Do you put your life on hold, in a sense, you know, and not go to the movies and not go to the trampoline park and not do those things? Or do you say, okay, you know what, I'm, you know, whatever age, if you're, you know, say 30, and you're like, okay, you know, my chances of not necessarily getting the virus, but, you know, if I so happen to get the virus, you know, I have a higher probability of beating it. So do I just say, okay, you know what, I'm not putting my life on hold. I'm going to go do all the things that I typically do, you know, and test it out and see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I think it'll be really fascinating to see what happens in society within the next, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we know that the NBA is at least 30 days is what they, I know Adam Silver made a statement yesterday, and he's like, hey, we need to see where things are in 30 days. And it could be better, it could be worse. It's kind of one of these things, like he even said, like we could have the finals in July. We could have, you know, like if they just kind of push it all back, and I would assume they'd maybe try to shorten something. I don't know, like in some way. But
yeah, what do you think about that? Do you think that once, you know, say after 30 days they decide to, you know, bring NBA basketball back, do you think that, because I've seen some things out there where, you know, some people are saying, oh, they'll just start the playoffs right then, and whatever seed your team is in currently is what you're, you know, is the seed that your team is going to have for the playoffs. Do you think that would happen, or do you think they would actually play out the rest of the season?
It's a great question. I almost feel like I almost feel like maybe they would take like the last, okay, let's say, oh, we know these 6 teams are guaranteed playoff teams. And then there's like, you know, a handful at the bottom. Maybe in some way they have some kind of like mini play-in tournament for like the last couple spots. And then they just jump into the playoffs. Like that could happen. I don't know. Do they like to shorten it? Does the first round go back to like a best of 5 like it was for so many years, just to kind of shorten the first round? Is there less days in between games and whatever? Because obviously you'd be running into, you know, the draft and summer league and free agency. Do you just push everything back? Like, is this potentially going to change the NBA schedule forever? Like, do we just suddenly, the NBA is, you know, the draft's going to be in August from now on. Like, everything's just 2 months back. Like, I don't know. Like, that might be a little overreaction, but I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like they'd have to find some way to shorten things up a little bit.
Yeah. I tend to lean that way too. That would be really tough to just push everything farther back. I guess they could do it, but I don't know if they necessarily want to do it.
Right. And I mean, all this is assuming, like, we don't know how long it takes to recover from the coronavirus. At least I don't. And
I think I've heard that it's like a 14 to, and again, I don't know if this is true or not, but you know, 14 to 20 day thing.
Kind of like a normal flu or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, I think we have to figure out first, you know, how many players have it. It's probably the NBA's first thing. And then wait until they're better. Like, let's say speculate that, I don't know, 10 players end up having it. And they're all better within 3 weeks. And then they retest them. Oh, now they're negative. And then, I don't know, do they need to test every other player again, every other coach again, just to be sure that nobody has it? And then do they go to what the original plan was of no fans in the building, because we know the coaches, we know the players, we know the refs, no one associated with the games has it, so we can just play without fans. Like, it seems like there's a lot of like, you know, cards in the house of cards that need to be built up. And one thing, like, you know, like, let's say everyone is good, okay, the NBA is going to go on, and then all of a sudden so-and-so gets it, and then it's back to waiting 30 days. It's like, it seems like, I don't know, from my perspective, as crappy as it sounds, it seems like there's a real chance that they might just cancel this season. And I know that's like way overreacting, but with all of those things I just outlined, like, it seems like it needs to be like the perfect storm of no one has it, we're good to go, we're playing without fans, we're just going to finish it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is that way overreacting?
Everything, yep. No, I see your point. I think everything would have to go right in a way. I had the same thought. I thought, okay, so like you're saying, they test, say, these 10 players, everyone's good. But what if, you know, like you're saying, what if another player or multiple players end up testing positive? You know, are they just going to be in this continuous cycle of, we're playing games, now we're not playing games, now,
right.
You know, back and forth. And if that continues farther and farther into the spring and the summer, I mean, at that point, yeah, do you just say, okay, you know, the 2019-2020 season is done.
Right. And it sounds too weird to even think about, like, because it was so close to like getting to the playoffs, and like, I don't know. It's weird to think about, like, if you're a Bucks fan or if you're a Lakers fan or fans who really thought their team could had a shot at winning it. I mean, you know, small way of the Jazz, like, even though I'm not like that kind of fan where it's like, we're winning it all. But like, it's just weird. But I don't know what else they could do, because it's either do we finish this season off next year, or do we just say, okay, let's start the new year? And it seems more likely that they would just start a new season.
Yeah.
Just like college basketball is.
Yeah, if the NBA season was actually, say, canceled or something like that, you know, I'm curious, how would that affect, you know, certain awards, you know?
Totally.
MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, you know, Coach of the Year, all these things, right? Would they just get rid of those awards too, because, you know, you weren't able to actually finish off the regular season? So, you know, how does that affect things?
I would guess that they would just say there is no MVP this season. Like, if they actually canceled the season, I don't know if they would actually give away awards. I think it would just be like, the season is this weird history book thing. And yeah, like, they would just look forward to the next year, I guess. And again, all of this is just like, what if? We obviously don't know. But yeah, I feel like just like with college basketball, and I know that's different because players graduate and players leave or whatever, but it's like, I feel like college basketball has just said, okay, we're done. And I don't know, maybe they will give, because I guess college was a little different because their regular seasons were over and it was, you know, so maybe they will still award, you know, player of the year or whatever. Like that seems more likely than if there were still 20 games to play in their season two. But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird limbo time for all of us.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I really just don't know what I'm going to do without any basketball to watch.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure football is thinking this, like, because, you know, the NFL season is like this year-round thing, and it's like they have their draft, and is that going to be pushed? Or yep. Is their start of their season? And it's like, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, I mean, all of this is hoping that, like, let's say in a week, 2 weeks, there's a vaccine or whatever. You know, I think in my own personal life, I'm like, that's what I'm waiting or hoping for, is that some drug company comes up with a vaccine that works. And now it's just like polio or whatever else we get vaccinated for. And once you get the shot, you're good. I don't know. I think that's what we should be hoping for, is that you can just get the shot and then you don't have to worry. I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely the ideal. I think that's what everyone is wanting and hoping for sure.
Yeah. But it's definitely a weird time right now, today, 48 hours after kind of, not even 48 hours, you know, after all this started. And like we said at the start, just kind of that it's centered around, at least right now, the Jazz. And it's definitely surreal that that's the case. I think we've talked about some topics a lot of people are thinking about. I think my hope, and I'm sure everyone is that something gets figured out. There is a vaccine, or, you know, players become healthy. And I think we should mention, you know, everyone's human and everyone's first priority should be health. We should hope that Rudy and Donovan make full recoveries before we start, you know, hoping that they play again. I think that's one of the things we lose in all of it, is just like, let's just hope that they are okay, which I think they are, but let's just hope that they get on the mend and are taking care of themselves. And I think it's important to, you know, remind everyone that to take care of themselves and to wash their hands constantly and just be careful. I think just the common sense stuff of, you know, you decide to go to the movies. Well, I'm the kind of guy who goes to the movies a lot during the day or like late afternoon and there's no one in the theater. Maybe that's the best thing to do. Can you be the only person in the theater at a 3 o'clock showing or whatever? Maybe you can still live your life that way and just kind of switch it up a little bit. But yeah, thanks for talking with me. It's good to have you on here. It would have been a mess if I were just talking by myself. It's good to have someone else's opinion and voice. Any other thoughts or questions or anything that you're wondering about or want to, you know, talk about?
You know, not really. I think I've kind of just said what I wanted to say. I support Rudy. I think, you know, like we've discussed, I think we need to get back to just humanity and, you know, think about the players and their health right now, and not necessarily, you know, how did they catch it, or you know, why did they touch a bunch of microphones or things like that. I think we just need to say, okay, you know, let's just focus right now on getting everybody healthy who currently has it, and then, you know, taking the necessary precautions, you know, for the general public to make sure that we can, you know, stop this from spreading as much as we can. And yeah, I mean, I mean, I'm hoping that the season comes back, but I don't know. Lots of variables, and we'll see what happens. It's going to be a really interesting 2, 3, 4 weeks. I mean, who knows how long it's going to last. Yeah. So it'll just be a wait and see, I guess.
Yeah. Well, thanks again to Tiff for jumping on. Her handle is @TiffanyGurney for everyone who's not following her. She's an amazing jazz follow. So check her out. Thanks for listening. I think hopefully this helped, you know, in a time where we don't have jazz stuff to give, you know, give a listen from two jazz fans from what I think a lot of us are thinking about and wanting to get perspective on. So, yeah, I don't know when we'll have another jazz podcast. Maybe we continue to do them and just talk to fans about, you know, jazz history or whatever. But as far as right now, we're just kind of waiting and see, like Tiffany said, and we go from there. But yeah, let's hope the best for Rudy and Donovan and the rest of the league, and let's hope that it doesn't continue to get worse as far as the NBA season coming back. But yeah, again, thanks to Tiffany. Tiffany, thank you.
Thank you. Get better soon, Rudy and Donovan.
Definitely. And we'll see you next time.